This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And hello, I'm Rob. So, Feifei, how was your holiday? Did you go anywhere special?
Yes, I did. I went walking.
Ah, very healthy. And where did you go?
Oh, I walked up Mount Everest. It was tough and cold, but I made it.
Ah, you walked up Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. Are you sure?
You don't think I'm fit enough to do it, do you?
Oh, come on, Feifei. You're pulling my leg.
I'm not even touching you.
No. I don't mean you're actually pulling my leg. I mean, you're lying, aren't you? You're joking with me.
You think I'm not telling the truth? I'm tricking you. But am I?
Come on, Feifei. Stop teasing me. You didn't do it, did you?
I did. I'll show you some photos, but let me hear some more examples of the phrase in action first.
So I got to the restaurant and sat down at my table. And guess who was sitting at the next table? George Clooney.
You're pulling my leg.
I was pulling his leg when I said I was going to marry Jenny, but he believed me and bought me a present.
Oh, stop pulling my leg. You can't have won the lottery. You didn't even buy a ticket.
So, to pull someone's leg means to fool or trick them, but in a fun way. Look at this photo, Rob. You can see how much snow there was on Everest. And look, there's me on top.
Hold on. This is a trick photo. You had this taken in one of those photo booths where you stand in front of a big screen. You're not pulling my leg.
Ouch.
It looks like you've pulled something in your own leg. A muscle, maybe? Who's the fool now?
Okay, I didn't walk up Everest. I was teasing you, but you almost believed me.
I didn't.
Did?
Did not.
Did?
Didn't.
Did.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.